Good morning. Welcome to Morning Motivation Day 14. I'm Dan Cassidy, CEO and founder of Inspire.com, helping people live better every day. The last few days, we've been talking about nutrition. We've spoken about the best foods to eat, the worst foods to eat, how to eat them, and we've given you cooking tips and tips to organize your kitchen for health. Today, we're going to talk about when to eat. That's right, we'll talk about when to eat the foods that we've discussed in the previous lessons. So, when should you eat? Well, there is actually a lot of debate around this topic. Some experts say you should eat anywhere from 6 to 7 or 8 times a day, sometimes as often as every 2 hours in order to stabilize your blood sugar and to keep you from eating too much at any time. Other experts recommend just eat 3 times a day. That's what our body is designed for. And you don't have to snack every 2 hours because otherwise, you know, you're taxing your digestive system too much. So here's what I'll recommend. Do what feels right. First of all, once you start transitioning to eating healthier foods, specifically real natural foods that are mostly plant-based, lots of vegetables, nuts, seeds, and other real foods, your body's going to start to adapt. You're not going to be hungry an hour or two after you eat your food because your blood sugar won't spike as much. You won't have all these additives and chemicals tricking your brain to eat more. So as you start transitioning to eating better, healthier foods, you'll not want to eat as often as you have been in the past. So once you start eating real foods, listen to your body. You may only want to eat 3 times a day. Now, if you're eating 3 times a day and you find that you're really hungry in between meals, that's when you should have a snack. The guidelines we will suggest are you should never get too hungry, and you should also never get too full. So we've spoken about the Japanese and Okinawan saying, hara bachibu, which is to eat until you are 80% full, or another way to say it is to eat until you are no longer hungry, don't eat until you're full. If you're doing that, you're not going to have these big cravings in between meals. So we recommend eating enough till you're 70 to 80% full and not hungry anymore. And then throughout the day, plan your meal so that as you begin eating, you're not starving, but you're also hungry enough where you can eat a meal and use the nutrition. But it's important to listen to your body and do what feels right. The main thing is don't ever get too hungry and don't ever eat until you're too full or full at all. Also, another tip, don't eat before bed. Some people like to have a midnight snack or eat right before bed, but the problem with that is 2 things. One, at night, your body shuts down, your metabolism slows down. So any food that you eat, it's more likely just to stay with you and you're not going to burn it off quickly. The other thing is when you eat before bed, you're not going to sleep as well. If you don't sleep as well, you're going to produce a hormone called cortisol, which is going to cause you to store more fat and not burn as much fat when you're sleeping. So I'd give it at least 3 to 4 hours before, or plan your last meal of the day, at least 3 to 4 hours before you go to bed so you have time to digest it. This will help you sleep better and feel better when you're full and when you wake up. Now, if you do that, you're probably going to be hungry in the morning, so make sure you eat early in the morning because the term breakfast is about breaking the fast. You haven't eaten all night. So eat a healthy breakfast in the morning, and that will help you jumpstart your day. In addition to this, you want to keep healthy snacks on hand. Make it easy for yourself to not cheat. So keep fresh vegetables, nuts, seeds, any other healthy snacks in your car, in your office, in your house, so that when you do start to get a little hungry, you can eat something healthy instead of waiting too long until your next meal, and then you may be more likely to overeat. So those are our tips for today. Today, think about when you eat and try to eat mindfully so that you're aware of when you're eating, and eat so that you are maintaining health, you're sleeping well, and you have lots of energy throughout the day without eating too much or too little. I'm Dan Cassidy with Inspire.com. This is your morning motivation, and we will see you tomorrow.